Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 24th, 2021, one day before Thanksgiving, our third night in a row of Awakening Plus events. Tonight, it's gentle group healing. As expected, we have a reduced turnout. It is the night before Thanksgiving. Imagine a lot of people are doing turkey prep. So that's a very busy and involved thing. So we'll work with reduced headcount and make it up on the replay. So what we do in this particular call is we ask the divine to give us the healing we need as gently as possible. It's like the polar opposite of the shamanic awakening ceremony or the shamanic breathwork event where it's real intense and real hardcore. These are just really gentle, and we release in just as gentle a way as it gets the job done. It can still be a little challenging, but gentle is the key word. So we will do that. So what we're going to do is we start in our usual way. I'll call the directions, I'll call the allies, we'll set the sacred container, we'll do the embodied awakening invocation, and then we'll ask for that healing for everyone, and we'll just let it unfold. Each person will receive a unique experience. Although I will narrate trends that I feel in the overall group field. As always, I make the same request as always when you were doing an energetic process, which is please give this your undivided attention as if you're right here in the room with me. I do that request for your sake, because you'll have a better experience, and for the sake of everyone else, because in group energetic events, we co-create the energy, and the quality of your attention will affect everybody else, not just in that moment, but if you're doing it after the live event, you know, backwards to that, forwards to anyone who does the recording later. So you're not just a spectator, you're a co-creator of the event, and by giving this your full attention, you create a better field for everybody. So that is the request I make. If you need to leave the field prior to the closing of the sacred container, which we'll do immediately after the allies wrap up with us, then you can leave early. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field gently, and you'll be able to do that without disrupting. So those are my constant requests for energetic work, and let's go ahead and dive in here. So I invite you to close your eyes, relax. Become aware of your body. How does it feel? Become aware of the energetic part of you in and or around your body. Do you have awareness of that? Don't try to put words on it. Just have the experience of it. Just somatic being. Okay. Now that you have your baseline, I invite you to just passively observe what happens as I set up the energy field. And if you feel energy moving in you, then give that your full attention. Let that be what you focus on. If you do not feel that, then just feel your breath come and go. So here we go. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocham Inti Kwi. I am that I am. I call on my own embodied awakening. I call on my own embodied Christ consciousness. I call on my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. I call in Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji. Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us. Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please work together to create a beautiful energetic field and to create protection. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Deer, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a nice container. So I'll now explain about the embodied awakening invocation for anyone who's new to it. Or just needs a reminder. So in a moment, you're going to have a chance to call your higher self that created your human self into your human body. Let me have a little drink here. Think of your body like a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat. Your divine drives. Your ego, if it doesn't like the divine's driving, can slide right back over and take the wheel anytime. The divine will leave with no fuss. And your ego will be back in control if you like that. Therefore, this process is safe. There's no risk and you can reverse it anytime. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more joyfully and responsibly. Instead of having to figure out things so much, you'll know more what to do through intuition, and there will be more bliss. So in a moment, we'll try that on, if you like. I'll have you speak 8 words directly to your higher self, and say them out loud if you can, but you can think them silently if you must. So let's go ahead and say those words to the higher self now. Maximum Embodied Awakening that serves highest good, please. All right, I invite you to release the words and just relax. Be passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively feel that. Let that be all you focus on, all that you do. If you do not feel that, then just feel your physical breath coming and going, letting it do whatever it wants. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Please just be passive, either feel energy or feel breath. That's all. If you become distracted, it's okay. Let the distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. Do treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. Turn your attention back to your chosen focus, whether that's feeling energy or feeling breath. If the distraction persists, it's okay. Just let it do its thing. We'll regard it as not you, and you'll put your attention back on energy or breath. The final nuance is let's find out how little effort is needed to be aware of energy or breath. To discover how little that is, let's start by dropping to no effort at all and just exist for a moment. So as you remain at zero effort, just notice if you have awareness of energy or breath without even trying. If you do, then zero is enough. Stay at no effort. If you've lost it, then add barely enough effort back to regain awareness of energy or breath. Play with it a little. Make sure you're working with the minimum effort that gets that awareness present. Some of you are already in embodied awakening. How can you tell? When you are in embodied awakening, four things are all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. While it's happening, you're there. Relax and just enjoy it passively. The energy is getting really nice, so we'll just leave a moment for people to deepen. If you're in embodied awakening, just relax into that. Know that your presence there helps everyone else get there too. All these instructions are for you, whether you're live or on the recording. Yeah, it's really a sweet field here. So here's how to know if you've hit embodied awakening. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. So if all that's going on, you're there, you can relax and just enjoy it. Yeah, the energy is getting really sweet, actually. So I invite you to relax and really enjoy this sweet field of bliss. Again, if you're an embodied awakening, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And no matter how many times you've gotten to embodied awakening in the past, each time it can possibly go deeper. And for most of it, there's no limit to how deep it can go. So sweet. Okay, that's a good foundation for our work. Whether or not you made it to embodied awakening, we're going to proceed. Even if you just move the needle a little bit, we'll take whatever shows up. With these invocation tools, the more absolutely passive you are following speaking the words, the better they work. The whole idea is your higher self does it for you. Your ego goes completely passive and simply receives the gift from the higher self. The gift of awakening, the gift of healing, whatever it is that you called it in. So allies, tonight's event is gentle group healing. We now ask that each person who's part of this event, live or on the recording, receives the healing that serves our highest good and to receive that healing as gently as gets the job done. Thank you, allies. Please begin. Thank you so much. So you humans, relax, be passive. If you have no particular area in your body that feels particularly challenged, physically or emotionally, just hold general body awareness. If you do notice an area that needs some attention, physically or emotionally, then hold your attention there until it clears, and then go broad with your attention until you notice the next area, and then focus your energy and your attention into that area that needs the help. You putting attention is really helpful for the divine to know where to go. But it's just a pure attention holding. There's no words involved. Just be with the part that needs help. If you're not aware of any particular part, just hold general awareness of your whole physical body. All right, they're rocking and rolling now, so relax. Your body may shake, vibrate, tremble. You may cry, scream, vocalize. You may want to move your body in various ways to release energy. All that's fine as long as nobody gets hurt. Just relax and let spirit move you. Remember, your human self will get the best outcome if it simply witnesses what the divine is doing on the ego's behalf. Stay passive. They're showing me that for those of us who are able and willing, they're bringing in some other energies beyond our personal stuff to be transmuted and healed. So those of us who are, again, willing and able to do that are getting an extra opportunity to serve. But again, the main focus of tonight's call is our personal healing. The stuff I just described is bonus activity for a certain people.
Yeah.
It's funny, they said, as long as you're here. So there may be periods where I don't talk or don't talk much. Just relax into whatever your experience is. When we do healing work, the heavy energy being released tends to usually flow out the hands or the feet or both. You can leave other ways too. Sometimes it just transmutes from dark to light. So let it do whatever it does. Your higher self handles that. Ayahuasca is telling me that she is shaking some of you guys in the manner that she shakes me. When I drink ayahuasca, usually the first thing that happens when the medicine takes effect is my body starts to tremble and shake in various parts. And she will systematically shake various parts of me to shake out heavy energy, loosen up, and remove. She's telling me that she's doing that with some of you guys where your body is shaking in certain areas, kind of fine-tuned shaking, stir up, flush out. So if that's happening to you, that's her working that for you. And I'm always grateful when she does it because she knows right where the stuff is that needs releasing. And per tonight's theme, she'll be doing that as gently as serves your highest good. I'm being shown some of you are perceiving Mother Ayahuasca in her serpentine form. The animal she's most associated with is a snake or serpent. And it's a very powerful and very positive ally. If you're seeing that, that's most likely her. The energy is going really deep. Just relax into whatever's happening for you, whether it's blissful or challenging or whatever it may be. I invite you to open, stay passive, and let these beautiful divine beings assist you with your healing. Yeah, I can feel heat in my feet as heavy energy flushes out the bottom of them. And now the main drainage I'm feeling is out the hands. All the heavy energy flushes down into Mother Earth, who happily receives it. For her, this energy you're releasing is like a yummy chocolate snack for her. So you actually bless her by giving her your heavy energy. When I'm silent, just relax into whatever your experience is. I've been part of silent meditations where not a word was spoken for an hour or two, so it's no big deal if I'm quiet for a bit. Just take a moment and feel yourself, feel your energy field. Just notice how much of me is in the physical, how much of me is in the energetic realm. Just kind of get a rough sense of how you're doing. Okay, then moving on. So relax back into passivity, feeling energy if you can. If not, just feeling breath come and go on its own. I'm getting shook up pretty good, so whatever's happening to you, just relax and allow it. First, it can be a little challenging to be really passive and really let the allies do everything for you. But after a while, you get the hang of it and you discover what an awesome strategy it is. These divine beings can heal you and awaken you way better than your ego could ever do it for itself. So delegate and allow. It actually just asks, how are we doing? So if you would like any adjustments in the kind of healing you're receiving, if you want to be more gentle or whatever, just, you know, talk to your higher self and the allies for a moment. Let them know any fine tuning you would like. They're open to it. And once you've made your request, if you choose to, just relax back into passive feeling of energy or passive breath awareness. Passive breath awareness is optimal if you have it. Not, then passive breath awareness will get everything done just fine. I do not do a guided process for everyone in this healing because the divine is giving each person what they need, and I don't want to interfere with that. Each of us having a unique experience of healing tonight. I don't know about y'all, but I'm flushing some stuff really good. Thank you, allies, for this clearing. My understanding is that if you're not at the ultimate, final, definitive awakening, then you've got more stuff to clear. Because that stuff is the only thing standing between you and your ultimate awakening. And if a person gets to a point where it seems like they've cleared all their own stuff, then they often get put to work on their family lineage, clearing that. Then they can be put to work clearing for strangers to support the great global awakening. So there's always clearing to do. The nature of these invocations is they cannot overwhelm you. You are safe to fully open to the process without any filtering or controlling. Your higher self will make really sure that you don't get more than you can handle. So if you haven't fully opened, I invite you to just try that for a moment and see how it goes. If it goes well, you might try staying open a little longer to being fully open to what the divine brings in terms of this energy for healing. And awakening always follows right on the heels of healing. No pun intended. Because the healing clears another layer in that great onion of consciousness, there is therefore a little less standing between your human self and your higher self, which creates a uptick in divine consciousness. Close those layers open for you. Enjoy that. Now I feel the energy getting a little more subtle. So if that's your experience too, just relax and enjoy that subtler vibration. Yeah, my body's much more lit up now. All that clearing I did has made me more open to that which I am. And if you're having the same experience, enjoy that. Yeah, they're going very deep now, very subtle. So just relax into that the best you can. Yeah, I'm getting another foot flush, kind of clearing and blissifying all at the same time. Thank you, allies, for this lovely clearing. So grateful. That's a lovely subtle frequency right there. If you're perceiving that, just relax and do it the best you can. I can note when the frequencies shift, but there's not much I can do to name them. They're beyond language. But you know them when you feel them. Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit of physical grounding now, so I think they're starting to wind it down. But they're doing it gradually. And there's a new frequency in my, maybe my torso. Thank you, allies. And so you may be feeling like you're having an increasing percentage of awareness in your physical body. It can be a both and experience, maintaining the other awarenesses beyond physical that you had. They can still be there, and the divine will now integrate those into your human experience the best that they can for your highest good. I encourage you to remain passive and allow them to do all this for you. Again, they're better qualified than your human self is to make this happen. I invite you to just relax and receive their work. Just a moment longer, and I think we'll be grounded enough to close the container. But let's give them just a moment longer. The key to being a good shaman is having really good allies. The shaman just allows. At least that's how I do it. All right, that feels complete. So we're going to close the container. Thank you, allies. That was beautiful. Touch a mama. Mama Kia. We're a culture in tea. We thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Thanks for all the healing and the associated awakening that always goes with it. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, allies, please remain with them for as long as it serves our highest good, whether they did this live or on the recording. I request that allies you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, the container is closed. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, I invite you to check out the membership. $1 for 30 days is available for a trial. After that, it's $19 a month automatically, or if that's more than you can do, just let me know. We'll do that for $9 a month, and you get nearly 400 archived events currently, all sorts of cool live events open to members only, several courses that are really powerful for your healing and awakening process. So lots of good stuff you can check out for $1. If you're hearing this, whether you're a member or not, and you want to work with me, go to astroshaman.com, and there you can learn about my services with astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. All that's under the services tab at astroshaman.com. And that's also where you can link over to Awakening Plus. All right, let's open it up for feedback, folks. So unmuting is now available. Anyone who would like to make a comment or ask a question, the lines are open. Just unmute yourself. If you're on a phone, star 6 will do that. If you prefer to type in the chat window, that's fine as well. So the floor is open for your input, for which I would be most grateful. Until that happens, we can all just notice that even though we've closed the container, the energy is still really strong and really sweet. So we can continue to enjoy that while we await our first person. So Brian just typed, "Thank you, Benjamin. Very blissful. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone. Eternal blessings." I'll echo Brian. Happy Thanksgiving to all of the U.S. or wherever you're celebrating that holiday. When I do my private sittings, I always take a moment to, always. It is my habit to take a moment and be thankful for something. I always try to express thanks for something that's happened since my last sitting. And it can be just a tiny thing. It can be a big thing. But the many studies have shown that those who routinely express gratitude in writing or verbally or even in their thinking tend to be happier and longer-lived people. There's a direct correlation between gratitude and vitality and all the other good stuff. So don't just do it on Thanksgiving. Make it a daily practice and you will reap some nice benefits. Anyone else have anything to share? Question, comment, anything at all? Deanna, hi.
Hi. I think that gratitude reminder is kind of needed. So I am very, very grateful for the healing.
Good.
But it was not so peaceful and blissful for me. It was crazy intense. And my animals in my house were like wanting to get out. Not wow. Just like I'm not in a room with the door shut. They can go anywhere they want, but they're trying to get outside. You know, and they would not settle down. And my body was shaking and it was uncomfortable at times. Every time you said, you know, and here's a new frequency or, you know, this feels blissful, I thought, oh, here it comes. And then my lower body would just erupt with these, you know, just leg jerking and shaking. But I am very grateful for the healing.
Good. Well, like I said, as gentle as gets the job done.
Yeah. Maybe some of us need to be thrown around a bit to get the job done.
Well, I think you have higher aspirations of higher consciousness, so they have to do a little more heavy duty work with you than some, perhaps.
Very likely. I do notice that when the leg shaking happens, there's two different things that happen. Either my knees, I'm on a recliner, so I'm, you know, seated comfortably, and either my knees clap together or my knees will come up to my chest, but it's not just the core muscles, the stomach muscles pulling it up. It's almost like the pelvic floor muscles.
Interesting.
So I'm completely relaxed, but my whole lower body convulses, and then I go back to a relaxed position. They feel like muscles I'm not used to using.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't interpret for you why those muscles would be activated, but I do have faith that the divine knows what it's doing, and whatever they're up to is going to serve your highest good. So.
Yeah, I definitely, like after the contraction, then it feels much more relaxed. And I think, oh, that was something that needed to be released.
Yeah, exactly. Good.
So yeah, I'm very grateful for it, but it was rather intense.
Yeah, it can happen. Yeah. All right. Thank you, as always, for sharing your experience, Deanna.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I really am glad you're here.
Well, I am too, because I'm getting a lot out of it, but I think I'll sleep good tonight.
All right. Yay.
Yeah.
Me too, I think. All right. Anybody else? Last call for feedback. Anybody at all? Question, comment, anything? Don't be shy. All righty. That looks like a wrap then. Thank each and every one of you for being here, especially the day before Thanksgiving when you were here live, if you were here live, and those of you on the recording, whenever you did this, thanks for being here whenever you showed up. So that wraps our events for this week. Again, if it's Thanksgiving for you tomorrow, enjoy that day. Be thankful, I recommend always. It's a good practice. And we'll be back on Monday with our New Earth support team. And before long, I'll put out another newsletter and let you all know what's up for December. So Deanna says, thank you so much. Good night in the text window. So many thanks to you all. And namaste.